The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, welcome to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show Podcast. This is your daily dose of objective truth in a world of confusion and lies. In just a moment, we're going to be speaking to Victoria Coates. Victoria Coates is the former deputy national security advisor under Donald Trump. So we're going to get her take on the spy balloon. Maybe we'll even talk Ukraine if time permits. But I'm looking forward to this interview. But first, I want to remind you to please check us out on social media. The Carl Jackson Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, True Social, Getter. That's where you can find me. Also, please subscribe to our podcast wherever our podcasts are found. And please subscribe to our YouTube page. The Carl Jackson Show on YouTube is where you can find us there. And please like and subscribe, rate and review it. That'll really help us move up the charts. And guys, please don't forget to support our sponsors as well. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has built a fabulous company at MyPillow, providing American jobs, American manufacturing with a, you know, and creating American products. The latest is his 6-piece towel set that's available to you. 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for $39.98 when you use the promo code Carl. That's only $39.98. Each product comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money back guarantee. Guys, you're going to love these towels, and you have the pleasure of knowing not only that you get towels that actually work and actually dry you off, but you're going to get the pleasure of knowing that you're helping to build an American company, providing American jobs. Give them a call, 800-858-0263. Use the promo code Carl, or go to MyPillow.com, click on that radio listener square, and use the promo code Carl. Also, 4Patriots.com, the number 4, our new sponsor, 4Patriots.com. Please get a hold of them. Guys, there's no telling what's going to come in the upcoming year. I'm not trying to be a fear monger, but you should be prepared. Make sure you stock up, have a stockpile of food for your family. These people are my sponsors at 4Patriot.com. They created this. These products are hand packed, right? It's a family owned business, family owned facility. They provide up to 200 jobs. These kits are compact. They're sturdy. They're water resistant. The food lasts for 25 years. I have these products. They are stacked up. They're easily, you're easily able to stack them and kind of hide them away. And then they're there if you need them, whether it's a natural disaster, God forbid, or something worse. Guys, there's just no telling. You want to make sure that you're prepared. Go to 4Patriots.com. Use the promo code Carl, including there's a three-month survival kit that's available. You'll get 10% off of your first purchase. And also, for purchases that are $97 or up, you'll get a year-long guarantee plus free shipping on the orders. And you know this as well. Every bit or a portion of every sale goes to a charity that helps out veterans and their families. So you can feel good about that as well. So go to 4Patriots.com, use the promo code Carl. And then, you'll get 10% off of your first purchase. And now, with no further ado, I want to go to my guest, Victoria Coates. All right, guys. So listen, I'm looking forward to this interview. Obviously, the Biden administration has gotten themselves in another foreign policy pickle. And I'm so glad to have with us the former deputy national security advisor to President Trump. She also now works for the Heritage Foundation. She is a senior research fellow there for international affairs and national security in the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. So, Victoria Coates, welcome to the Carl Jackson Show podcast.
Thank you, Carl. Good to be with you.
All right. I'm glad to have you on. All right, Victoria, I want to get right down to the nitty gritty. The Biden administration knew about this balloon. Now we know for 6 and maybe upwards of 8 days. And I don't know if they were trying to hide it from the American people what exactly they were trying to do, claiming that they wanted to be safe and shoot it down over waters when I think there was plenty of time that they could have shot it down over Alaska And also, Montana, there's not exactly tons of people in Montana. Your take, Victoria Coates.
Well, I mean, it's really dumbfounding. And we all watched it in sort of in real time when they did shoot it down on Friday. And it sort of dropped, or Saturday rather, it dropped out of the sky. It took it 25 minutes. So it's not as if they couldn't have tracked it. If they did shoot it down over Montana and it was going to hit something other than a cow. But it seems pretty clear that what they wanted to avoid was ruining Secretary Blinken's trip, because they had these dreams that they were going to come to some grand diplomatic rapprochement with the PRC over Ukraine and climate. And that's what they really care about. And the other thing I'd just point out is the Chinese insist that this thing is an innocent civilian weather balloon. I bet there's an agreement that they're allowed to fly these things over the United States for climate research.
Oh, man, such a great point. I was actually going to ask you about, is this one of the ways in which the Biden administration was compromised? But I hadn't thought about it from that angle. So perhaps even if the Biden administration got caught with their pants down, which they did, their excuse would have been, hey, listen, they would have gone along with what Xi Jinping was saying if it were not for the outrage from Americans.
Yeah, no, some fine Americans in Montana actually spotted this thing and started taking pictures of it and asking questions, which is the only reason we know about it.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, you can definitely see since Fox is reporting that these overflights did occur during the Trump administration, but the civil service never told us about it. Because we routinely got updated on other incursions, you know, the Russians flying over Alaska, this kind of thing, and responded accordingly. But they just amazingly never told us about the weather balloons. And from my experience, that is because in the opinion of the career folks, this was scientific research. And so no need to tell us, because in their opinion, there's no national security risk.
This is dumbfounding to me. That this administration would be so weak, feckless, naive, compromised, all of the above. Is there any truth to the claim? And again, I'm speaking to Victoria Coates. She's the former deputy national security advisor under President Trump, now at the Heritage Foundation. But is there any truth to the claim, Victoria, by many in the mainstream media that this same thing happened under President Donald Trump, but we just never heard about it?
Yeah, that's really my point, is what they're now reporting is it happened, but they never told the administration. And that's the thing is they can't get their story straight. First, they say, oh, well, this happened under Trump and Trump didn't do anything. My former bosses, Robert O'Brien and John Bolton, both came out and said, wait a minute, you know, this didn't happen. Or if it happened, they didn't tell us. Then they came out and said, oh, yeah, we didn't tell you. So you can't blame President Trump for not being strong on this issue. He would have shot that thing down in the quickest New York minute you can imagine.
Wow. OK, I got to admit to you, Victoria, I hadn't been aware of that. I mean, the last I heard and the last I was reading was that it just absolutely didn't happen under the Trump administration, but it's possible that it did. And he was just never told, which is absolutely insane to me.
It's outrageous.
Wow. Wow. But it goes to show, like General Mark Milley, and who once basically said to our Chinese adversaries that he would let them know if Trump had planned something. I mean, this is insane. There really is. I hate using this word or this verbiage, if you will, but there appears to be a deep state. I hate using that terminology, but I don't know what else to call it, Victoria.
No, I hear you, because there are so many wonderful civil servants and military that work for us every day and keep us safe. I mean, God bless that pilot that shot that thing out of the sky with one shot. They do exist, but the deep state also exists. And I think what we're seeing here, and, you know, I think your point about General Milley is very well taken, that he wants to coordinate with his Chinese counterpart to prevent then President Trump from doing anything that he would consider out of line. In this case, they made a decision for the president that he didn't need to know about this. And put all of our security at risk. And they do that because, I mean, I'm completely convinced this was all because of climate. Because when the Chinese announced these new balloons, there are three different types of them in 2019, they did with great fanfare and said this was going to allow us to do all this research. And you know, then we commingle our data and God only knows what happens to that. But that's why they're making these decisions. And it's deeply dangerous.
This is wow, this is just astounding to me. Can you talk to us about what type of information could have been retrieved, given the fact that these or this balloon literally hovered across the United States for years, allegedly taking pictures, I assume, of some of our military installations, including in Montana, where we have ICBM stored?
Yeah, the Chinese claim that they'd lost control of this thing and it just kind of randomly drifted, but it randomly drifted right to some of our most sensitive military sites. So, you know, we're going to take that with a grain of salt. But bear in mind, the People's Republic of China exists as a surveillance state. That's how they stay in power, is the information that they hold both about their own people and about the rest of the world. And so the folks who say, oh, they have satellites, they wouldn't need a balloon. No, this is multi-layered. It's high tech. It's low tech. They did this because they could. And going from, you know, 60,000 feet where this thing was flying, as opposed to, you know, much higher up like a satellite, you can get a different type of resolution. So from the viewpoint of the PRC, you know, all information is good information. And I think they certainly wanted to see what the Biden administration was going to do when they rolled this thing right across the continental U.S. And bear in mind, when it was in Alaska, that's where all our missile defense sites are to guard us against the North Koreans. And, you know, I consider the North Koreans basically a satellite state of the Chinese. So they took lots of fun pictures of that stuff before they moved on to the ICBM and other nuclear storage sites in the center of the country. And then they just let it drift right over Missouri, all of the military bases there, to South Carolina, which is one of our biggest military states. So, you know, I think this was just a treasure trove of data for them. I'm sure they're sad that the balloon got shot down at the end, but they can't see this as anything but a huge win.
Despite the fact the balloon getting shot down, Victoria, I'd imagine at the point of which it was shot down, perhaps they accumulated all of the data from the United States that they essentially needed. And with the permission, essentially now, I mean, it sounds like to me of the Biden administration.
Oh, absolutely. And when Secretary Blinken came out and announced that he was postponing, not canceling, but just postponing his trip, and reaffirming his commitment to diplomacy and saying he looked forward to scheduling at a different time, he emphasized the scientific collaboration between the United States and China and that this needed to be ongoing. Well, I mean, I'm old enough to remember 3 years ago when they unleashed the virus on us due to their scientific research. I don't think we should be in the business of collaborating with them on scientific matters at all. We don't have to. How about we collaborate with the Brits or Japan or the Australians or the Israelis? We've got plenty of excellent partners in this sphere. We do not need to partner with China. But as you said, you know, this is all basically going on with their permission because they think that they are gathering, you know, disinterested data. They are not. They are surveilling our military sites.
Victoria, it seems to me, and again, I'm speaking to Victoria Coates. She's the former deputy national security advisor to President Donald Trump, now a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Just a few more questions for you here, Victoria. It seems to me that the Biden administration either can't understand or doesn't understand or doesn't want to understand who our real adversaries are. They appear to be friendly with China. And obviously, I have my suspicions about Biden's corruption. In my opinion, they want to be friendly with Iran. This absolutely makes no sense to me. We have COVID-19 that was spread around the world, in my opinion, thanks to the Chinese government. We have open borders with fentanyl that's destroying and killing many of our citizens. TikTok that's surveilling and taking data. And now we have this spy balloon? Why is it that the Biden administration seems to be so friendly with our adversaries and so not so friendly with our allies like Israel?
Well, Carl, I mean, it would be funny if it weren't so dangerous. And we can add Venezuela to that list, where they're now giving permissions for them to drill and sell oil to the United States because they don't want to use our resources here. But the problem is, fundamentally, they live in the world they want to live in, not the world as it is. And I think they remain convinced that there is some kind of agreement to be reached with China on Ukraine. They're telling everybody in Washington that China weighed in with Putin to prevent him from using a nuclear weapon late last year. And that's why they're willing to now up the arms that they're giving to Ukraine, because they feel that was a real diplomatic win. I don't buy that for one minute. And then back to the climate thing. They think that China can be a partner on climate. So they're desperately trying to, A, get out of the Ukraine mess that they created, then B, get to their top priority, which is climate. And so for them, you know, China is a partner to be worked with. And they don't understand the lasting value of these critical relationships. I mean, you raised Israel. I'd raise the Gulf as well. I mean, Saudi Arabia, a partner for 80 years. Have there been problems with the relationship? Sure. But that would mean the good so outweighs the bad in terms of the benefit to the American people from that alliance. And they just trample on these people. And while they're making nice with the Iranians in Vienna, using the Russians as interlocutors for that, and then trying to cozy up to the Chinese, it's just terrible. And fortunately, we hopefully have less than 2 years left of it.
Yeah. Do you think that Biden has compromised $54.6 million poured into this think tank at the Penn Biden Center? Is that part of it, or is it just all of these people like John Kerry are drinking this climate change nonsense?
I'd embrace the and on that, Carl. I think it's both. And I may be about to lose my diploma from the University of Pennsylvania from all the nasty things I've been saying over the last couple of weeks. But you know, the president of Penn, when all of this went down, when those gifts were accepted and Biden was getting close to $1 million a year, which if you've ever been in academia is a somewhat gobsmacking salary, Amy Guttman is now our ambassador to Germany. And the president of Penn's board of trustees, David Cohen, is amazingly now our ambassador to Canada. And those are two of the most lucrative ambassadorships given the trade relationships with Germany and Canada. One of the things about being an ambassador is when your term ends, you then generally become a very well-connected business person between the United States and those countries. You really can't get any fatter of a plum than Canada and Germany. Well, those two top people from Penn got those two jobs. So the corruption goes deep. It goes far. And I think you really have to look at every decision the president makes vis-a-vis China through that lens. And I really, really hope the new Congress starts looking into this, because the American people need them to.
Okay, Victoria, I know that we're short on time. I have a question or two that I'll just roll in together. I know you have to get out of here. I'm going to have you back, because I really want to have an in-depth conversation with you when it comes to Ukraine and where we are there. But let me just ask a couple of questions before I let you get out of here. I'm concerned about the amount of nukes that China seems to be accumulating, the amount of weaponry we seem to be letting go, giving away, not rebuilding our fleet, Navy, so on, et cetera. I'm concerned about Hunter's laptop, and I'm concerned about Taiwan. I'm not convinced that if China were to invade, I'm not convinced that we could defend them, and I'm concerned that we're spread too thin, frankly. So Hunter's laptop, Taiwan, and the amount of nukes that China has, and perhaps they were surveilling us to try to figure out what we have.
No, absolutely. And I think the Chinese military buildup is deeply dangerous. And this is where, in a way, the balloon can be a welcome wake-up call, because I think Americans are very, very concerned by the immediacy of seeing this thing just drift across our country for days and no action is taken. And this is why the budget fights in Washington in coming weeks, it really demands all of your listeners' attention. because, you know, we have to be able to build up militarily to counter China for the reasons you lay out, including Taiwan. And right now, we are not in a fiscal position to do that. We've got a debt to GDP ratio hovering around 130%. You know, that's just poised to go higher if spending isn't checked. And that really undermines our ability to do the sorts of things you lay out, to send aid to Ukraine, to rebuild our fleet, to modernize our nuclear weapons so we can defend the American people. So we need to see these two things as intimately linked, that we have to get our fiscal house in order so we can have a strong military. The Democrats are going to try to couch this, that Republicans don't, you know, want to, that fiscal conservatives rather want to slash defense. And that, of course, gets traditional Republican foreign policy people in, you know, in a tizzy. But it shouldn't be that way. We should be installing fiscal discipline so we can have a strong military, so we can counter China, so we can defend Taiwan, which isn't just an abstract. What happens in Taiwan in terms of high-tech production is critical to our economy, to our well-being. The shipping straits that go past it are critical. So this isn't just defending democracy abroad. This is defending the interests of the American people. And, you know, the fact that the Biden administration has been spending like an insane drunken sailor, even by Washington standards, which is shocking,
right,
has really put us all at risk. And so that's really what I think we need to watch in coming weeks.
All right. Listen, Victoria, I know you have to go. If you'll just sit on while Gabe is going to work on getting you uploaded so that we can get you off of here. But I appreciate your time today. We're going to have you back because I really do want to discuss Ukraine. You've written some very interesting articles. I was one that was for initially. Listen, I want Ukraine to be defended. I don't like where this war has gone. I find myself not feeling the same way that I did in the beginning. I'd really like to discuss that through with you, but I definitely appreciate your time today because you're very, very insightful, obviously, very knowledgeable. I looked at your resume. I'm ghetto fabulous here, Victoria. So I looked at your resume. I'm like, good Lord. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal. It is pretty phenomenal. So obviously, you know of what you speak. So I certainly do appreciate your time.
That's very kind, Carl. Appreciate your having me on and happy to come back anytime.
I appreciate you tuning in to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. We're going to have Victoria Coates back because I really did want to discuss Ukraine. Unfortunately, we were having technical difficulties, so we couldn't have the full conversation that I wanted today. But I promise you, we will get her back shortly. Suffice it to say, what we're seeing here is an abysmal failure of the Biden administration. They are absolutely compromised. And because of some that exist within the Biden administration have bought in to this climate change hoax, they are willing. This is the argument that Victoria Coates was essentially making, that China, or that Biden was willing to give China access with those airships, weather airships, as China claims, willing to give them, access in the airspace, our airspace, U.S. airspace. This is insane. This would mean that the Biden administration is so dumb, so naive, or so compromised, or all incompetent, and all of the above, that they literally just gave our adversaries, our number one adversary, permission to spy on us. That is the only reason they didn't shoot it down. Do not believe the lie, the absolute lie. They were concerned about Americans and the debris. You know, please, do you know how much open space there is in Montana? And you heard Victoria Coates. It took the thing 25 minutes to fall. They couldn't intercept it with something. Oh, and by the way, it actually flew over parts of Alaska that are uninhabited before it went to Canada and then circled back to the United States. So do not believe this lie that they were looking out for you. The truth is they were looking out for China, and they were looking out for the best interest of all of these freaking global elites that buy into and are making money. I'm not even sure if they buy into it, actually, but they're making money hand over fist, and they're gaining control of people using this, quote unquote, the existential threat of climate change, close quote. That is what's happening. This fool in the White House allowed China to spy on us. That's what happened. That is what we saw on display. When the rest of us with common sense looked at that balloon, and we're sitting here thinking, even Leon Panetta in Barack Obama's administration, formerly, I forget which position he held, was like, shoot it down. He said the same thing that Trump said. Shoot it. Democrat Leon Panetta, who served as Secretary of Defense alongside Obama, even he said, shoot it down. What the heck are you doing? Well, we know what he's doing now. Victoria Coates made a very compelling case. Basically, the Biden administration was working in cahoots with China. And Blinken was going to go over there and pretend, you know, do the whole negotiating thing, compromising with China, looking weak again while China is playing them like a fiddle. Guys, these people are dangerous. These people inside of this White House are dangerous. Not just Joe Biden. He's mostly a puppet. Everyone around this guy. Joe Biden was already horrible when it came to foreign policy. But now he's just dangerous for all of us. It's become much more serious. He could afford to be a dumb, uninformed senator. But now, as president of the United States, oh my Lord, we're all in danger. We're all in danger. I don't know how else to say it. I don't want to sugarcoat it. Guys, it's important that we make sure we make our voices heard. It's the only thing that we can do. If you have a representative that believes in America, that believes in American might, strength, power, nationalism, which is not racist, which is not bigoted, we need to make sure that our voices are heard. We cannot let up when it comes to calling, when it comes to writing, whatever you do to get a hold of your congressman. This cannot be tolerated. We need to understand why. And I believe I know based upon this interview and what I've read. But we need answers from this Biden administration. We need to keep the pressure on. Guys, tomorrow is a State of the Union address. I'm going to be going over the things that should be said, the things that likely will not be said. The State of the Union is abysmal. I don't mean to depress you. I'd like to come on here, and I'd always like to answer, I'd like to come to you with stories and solutions. But sometimes we have to live in the real world. And the real world is this is a dangerous world with this administration in the White House. Biden and all of the people there. This is a very, very precarious situation that we're in. And we need to make sure that our voices are heard. We also need to call our congressmen and to make sure that there's complete transparency on China, that there's complete transparency on Ukraine. There's reports that Biden has sent another $2.2 billion to Ukraine. Where's the Congress should control the purse. This spending has got to stop. I don't know, or I don't recall. I do recall at some point Congress giving up their powers in order to control the power of the purse and letting the president have far too much power. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's Biden. The president should have the power to be able to spend our money. I'm sorry. That was not his role. That was not his role. He's the commander in chief. But it's the legislation that's supposed to control the power of the purse. Where are you guys? We need to call them and ask them, when does this the spending stop? What can you guys do to make sure this spending stops? He shouldn't be allowed to do anything when it comes to Ukraine without coming to we the people through our elected representatives first. So, guys, listen, I appreciate you tuning in to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. Again, there was a lot to cover, and unfortunately, we had issues with tech issues this morning, so I didn't get to cover many of the questions that I wanted to cover with Victoria Coates, but we will in a near podcast because I want to get down and dirty when it comes to Ukraine. I want to know more about the history of Russia and Ukraine. We deserve to know that. We deserve full transparency. And I promise on this podcast, on the Carl Jackson Show, you will get that. I will get the answers for you. If nothing else, you will get answers here. So, guys, I appreciate you tuning in. Please support my sponsors, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Carl. Take advantage of deals up to 66% off. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Remember the 6-piece towel set that's on sale for only $39.98. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Carl or give them a call at 800 858-0263. And don't forget about our new sponsors, PoorPatriots.com. Guys, God forbid we get in a situation where, I don't know, chickens aren't producing eggs. You know, store shelves are empty. God forbid we get in a situation like that. That would never happen in the United States. Yeah. So anyway, PoorPatriots.com. Make sure that you get yourself a survival kit. Go to the number 4Patriots.com. Your first purchase, when you mention the Carl Jackson Show or you enter my name, Carl, you'll get 10% off of your first purchase. If you purchase something or purchase a survival kit, $97 and up, you'll get free shipping and a year-long guarantee. And remember that a portion of your purchase goes to help out a charity that supports veterans and their families. That's with every single purchase, guys. So 4Patriots.com, make sure you stock up. Be ready just in case, God forbid. Until next time, guys. Don't grow weary doing good. Find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Getter, True Social, The Carl Jackson Show. Don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.